Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 50 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. My name is Brian Sippets. I'm glad you're joining us today for episode 50. We're only about 350 episodes away from the FitCast, so we're going to work hard to catch up there. But hey, 50 is something. It just so happens that number 50 today is a repeat guest, and actually we're getting into our episodes that are leading up to the 2017 Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic. So as you know, if you've listened before, we start interviewing our guests and getting a little taste of what the presentations are going to be like at the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic. So today we've got Greg Roskovensky on. He's going to be talking about assessments and performance-based strategies in the gyms. So we're going to do a hands-on with Greg this year. Last year he talked a little bit about injuries. This year it's going to be a little bit more practical, and it's going to be something that you can take right into the gym, and we're going to get some hands-on techniques that you can use with your athletes, and it's going to be really useful that way. So we'll let Greg explain the rest. Really quickly though, if you haven't checked out the site, be sure to go check it out. It's $1 for the first 7 days if you just want to do the trial, and then after that it's just $14.95 per month, or you can join us for the year and you basically get 2 months free, and that's $149 for the whole year. So lots of great content there, and we're really happy with the way the site has turned out. We get some great contributions from our friends. So if you work with hockey players, make sure you check out the site. It is a really great resource for if you're coaching at any level. All right, we've got our guest lined up on Skype, so let's go ahead and get going with Greg Roskovensky, physical therapist at Probility Physical Therapy. All right, hey everybody, we are trying something new tonight. I am actually recording this as the gym is open, so if you hear some huge weights being slammed around, I apologize. You also might get some of the music in the background here, so I apologize if there's bad sound quality. Plus, I'm nursing a pretty solid head cold right now, so this might be pretty rough on the audio, but hopefully Greg's going to bring plenty of important information for us. Today on the podcast, we have our first guest for this year's upcoming Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic. That's coming up on April 22nd right here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Today on the phone, we have our very first guest, Greg Roskovensky, who is a physical therapist at Probility Physical Therapy. It's a branch of St. Joseph's Hospital. So, Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we've been trying to set this up for a couple days. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
So, those of you that attended the clinic last year, you'll recognize Greg. Greg did a presentation last year on hockey injuries and, you know, kind of what we're seeing these days. This year, we're revamping things a little bit, and we wanted Greg to do some hands-on work. We're going to toe that line a little bit between therapist and strength coach. But Greg, first, you know, talk a little bit about your presentation last year and how this year's is going to be different.
Sure. Last year, I spoke on a pretty numbers-heavy, nerdy-type topic in injury prevention strategies within the training environment and with your hockey athletes. It went longer than I've normally talked for in the past, and I got a little word heavy as well. So this year we wanted to do the hands-on to kind of make it a little bit more environmentally friendly for the strength coach, so that it's not all numbers. We're not getting bored over the 90 minutes or 75 minutes, and that we can really get the coaches into the assessment of an athlete and use those assessment strategies to guide a warm-up or guide a strength and conditioning session, so that you can take those strategies right into the gym on Monday morning and use them with your athletes.
Cool. So, I mean, I know there, when you start getting into anything hands-on, you know, I know we're probably not going to be doing much in terms of manipulation. You know, where is that line, you know, between what a physical therapist should be doing and what a strength coach should be doing? It's sort of a gray area, but how are we going to address that? How are we going to toe that line in this presentation?
Sure. And the difference between what I do as a physical therapist and what I would do as a strength coach is, it's fairly simple. As every state has different laws and practice lacks and whether you can put your hands on clients or not. But some of these assessments are going to be simple to where the point where you don't have to touch the client or the athlete that's in front of you. But it also is a way for you to, you know, assess active and passive range of motion, whether shoulder or hip or whatever the case may be, which will give you a very wealth of information that you can use with your athletes to maybe distinguish why this person's having problems squatting or this person's having trouble getting their arm over the head or whatever the case may be. It'll allow you to be able to differentiate structure and not in detail, but know that, you know, if someone has a limited active range of motion and you take their arm passively and they no longer, they have full range of motion at that point, that, you know, maybe we have a motor control issue as opposed to something that is purely structural or tightness or whatever the case may be. And then you can integrate those motor control strategies into your training with landmine presses or scapular exercises or just other ways to get things to move a little bit better.
Cool. So the name of your presentation is Assessment and Performance-Based Treatment Strategies for Hockey. What are we seeing, you know, you as a clinician, and, you know, I know the strength coaches are seeing a lot of the same thing. What are the most common things that you're seeing, and which ones are we going to address?
Yeah, so the ones I'm commonly seeing right now, shoulders are a big thing, and hips are also a big thing in what I'm seeing personally in the clinic and out of Advantage as well. A lot of, and they're coming back to very similar issues and what we can do for them. But the FAI is still a big topic this year. You know, I just had some conversations with a radiologist within the St. Joe's Health System who gave me some nice opinions on that I'm going to discuss in this project. And I'm going to have some good insightful knowledge from a sports med physician at St. Joe's as well, who's teaching on upper extremity issues at a sports symposium here in the next few weeks that I'm heading to as well. As far as topics I'm going to talk about, we're going to talk about common injuries such as the AC joint sprains, you know, posterior rotator cuff issues, how to work around them, how to assess which athlete maybe are, you know, better off for therapy versus pure strength conditioning, and what you can do with the athletes that you can work with or that you feel comfortable working with as well. We're going to look at hip issues, muscle contusions, muscle strains, all those kind of things.
Cool. And, you know, I know last year's presentation was injury prevention strategies. You know, with the AC sprains and the joint issues, particularly contact injuries, you know, what are we doing to prevent that? You know, this would be a little bit into your last year's presentation, but this year, you know, we can sort of address some of those same things by hopefully correcting some postural issues and sure, addressing that stuff. How much of this is preventable, especially in a collision sport like hockey?
Sure. And there's always going to be a certain amount of injuries that you're not able to prevent, you know, catastrophic type injuries, hard checks that aren't expected, you know, in women's hockey, you know, falls onto the ice and concussions and non-contact theoretically. In women's hockey, there's a lot more concussions and things like that in that particular aspect of the sport. But there's always going to be injuries that you're not going to prevent. It's just the way it is. It's the way contact sports are. It's the way football is. It's the way hockey, soccer, basketball, there's always going to be some level of injury that you can't prevent. What we're trying to prevent are the injuries that are specifically due to maybe postural deficits or postural abnormalities, strains and sprains that can come from poor positioning when you're in a skating position or at your most vulnerable on the ice or in practice or even in training sessions. We're finding that a lot of the common injuries, you know, are something that is maybe potentially due to a poor training load and we carry out on the ice with poor rest or not protecting the athlete as much as we could or should, and they end up on the ice getting hurt later.
Yeah, in the area of soft tissue injuries, you know, hockey is, as we know, a very unique sport where, you know, in my experience anyway, hamstring strains are almost non-existent.
Sure.
And a lot of the strains and soft tissue issues are adductor related and, you know, even abdominal related.
Sure.
Let's give away a big one here and talk a little bit about, you know, what we're going to address with the hips and the groins.
Sure. So the plan is to go through the hands-on aspect of what I would consider a good evaluation or a good assessment. And it doesn't matter if you're a physical therapist or a massage therapist or a strength and conditioning coach, personal trainer, whatever the case may be. These are all things that you'll be allowed to do when you get to the gym on Monday. It'll be taking a look at the motion the player has. It'll be taking a look at posture, muscle length, things like that that we can address with the athlete that we will be able to improve upon the core strength, the functional strength that a player needs to be in the positions that they need to be, not only in training but on the ice as well. Looking at things like FAI, looking at things like sports hernias or athletica pubalgia that are a little bit more common, hip flexor strains, adductor strains, and finding ways to assess that athlete that you're allowed to do in your gym that will lead you to decisions that can be made in the training session themselves. In particular, ways that we can change things on the fly. So when you have a particular workout plan for your athlete, you know, a quick assessment pre-session or while they're getting warmed up or talking to their friends before the session, and then maybe making a change based upon what you see that athlete do or perform.
Cool. So these are things that are going to be team environment friendly?
They can be team environment friendly, yep.
All right, that sounds cool. Well, as a hands-on presentation, you know, there's only so much we can do here in the podcast, and these pre-clinic podcasts I want to keep a little bit shorter than the normal ones. So I think we're going to end it right there, Greg. And again, thank you for your time. And I know personally this is something, a part of my game that I'm lacking quite a bit. So I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit more from you and seeing how you work and seeing what kind of strategies I can implement as a coach on a daily basis. So thanks for coming out, and I look forward to your hands-on at the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on April 22nd.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, Brian. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's going to do it for episode 50 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Remember, we've got the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on April 22nd, 2017. You're going to hear from Greg and other great presenters. Daryl Nelson's presenting this year. I'll be presenting this year on nutrition strategies for hockey. Devin McConnell will be in, and Dr. Steve McGregor, who is doing some research, some data collection with the National Team Development Program, is going to be in talking about his findings with that. So great lineup. We're really excited about it. If you're excited about it, we hope to see you here. Also, it really helps to grow the event if you could share this information with your friends. We've got 0.7 CEUs right now from the NSCA. Remember, it is a reporting year for that. So if you're scrambling for some extra CEUs, this is a nice way to do it. It's a one-day clinic, and we'd love to have you join us. So if you want to check out more information, the website is GreatLakesHockeyStrength.com. That's GreatLakesHockeyStrength.com. All the information you need is on there, and if you have any questions, you can email me as well. My email address is right on the website there. So anyway, we look forward to seeing you, and make sure you share it with your friends, because this is something we want to continue to grow, and it has grown year over year. So hope you can join us this year, and I hope you enjoyed Greg's presentation or the teaser of Greg's presentation, and we're looking forward to getting hands-on with his stuff at the clinic. So thanks for tuning in, guys. This is Brian Sippets for the Hockey Strength Podcast. Until next time, be sure to train smart and check out HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, the world's greatest resource for training hockey players. Talk to you next time.